From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palko reporting. A terror attack in Paris. Sirens filled the streets near Paris's famed Opera Garnier after a knife-wielding suspect killed one person and injured four others. He was then killed by police Saturday night. The Islamic State group claimed the attacker was one of its soldiers. This eyewitness describes hearing the shots fired.
Then I heard some fire shots. I walked toward them. Then a policeman came. And he had a bulletproof vest. He told me that it was the police that shot the fire and that the man was arrested. He couldn't arm us anymore.
Counterterrorism authorities are investigating. President Emmanuel Macron vowed that France would not bow to extremists, despite being the target of multiple deadly attacks in recent years. North Korea said Saturday that it will dismantle its nuclear test site in less than 2 weeks, a ceremony tentatively scheduled for the event that would set up leader Kim Jong-un's summit with U.S. President Donald Trump next month. Trump welcomed the gracious gesture on Saturday. The eastern point of Hawaii's Big Island continued to experience earthquakes from the Kilauea volcano Saturday. Local officials also urged residents of Lower Puna District to be prepared to evacuate on short notice. On Friday, President Trump declared the volcano-affected area a major disaster zone. The volcano began erupting last week. We have much more coverage of the volcano and the after effects on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.